Another new study says the number of women committing suicide in the U.S. is rising. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported similar findings just days ago. NPR's Rutu Chatterjee has the latest.
In the new study, researchers at the National Center for Health Statistics analyzed deaths by suicide from the year 2000 to 2016. They found that men are more likely to die by suicide than women. But the rate of suicide among girls and women is rising more than twice as fast as for boys and men. The new study doesn't offer insights into what's driving more and more women to take their own lives, but psychologists note that growing levels of stress is a risk factor for all suicides. And previous research suggests that middle-aged women are reporting increasing levels of stress at home and at work. That is the age group of women that's most likely to die by suicide. Ritu Chatterjee, NPR News.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Sony Pictures Classics, presenting The Seagull, a new film adaptation of the drama, starring Annette Bening, Saoirse Ronan, Corey Stoll, Elizabeth Moss, and Brian Dennehy. Now playing.
68 degrees at 7:04. I'm Lisa Labas. Good morning. This is WBEZ News. Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner says bad weather could be a factor in the fatal Legionnaires' disease outbreak at the Quincy Veterans Home. WBEZ's Dave McKinney reports.
In 2015, 12 Illinois Veterans Home residents died of Legionnaires. The Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has cited aging plumbing at the facility as a main source of problems. But on Tuesday, Rauner said flooding and tornadoes in 2015 played a role, too.
The Mississippi River got a bunch of flooded water into it, a lot of dirt, and a whole bunch of Legionella bacteria, which are nasty water bugs. They got in the Mississippi River. The Mississippi River is where the Quincy Veterans Home gets its water. And bacteria got in all the old plumbing.
Rauner's office could cite no analysis to support his claim, and the CDC says it has not concluded that weather contributed to the Quincy crisis. Dave McKinney, WBEZ.
City of Chicago has hired a company founded by Tesla CEO Elon Musk to build express service from downtown to O'Hare. The mayor's office says the Boring Company plans to transport passengers from the city to O'Hare in 12 minutes using electric vehicles that run through two underground tunnels. The company's website says vehicles will carry 8 to 16 passengers and travel at speeds of up to 150 miles an hour. The Chicago-based American Medical Association wants to make it easier for doctors to talk about their own mental health issues. Dr. Patrice Harris is a psychiatrist and president-elect of the AMA. She says language in a new policy tries to encourage candor from applicants about their mental health.
The recommendation is around a question that would say, are you currently impaired by a mental illness? And not just, have you ever been treated or diagnosed?
She says, in general, more doctors are experiencing burnout, depression, and suicide. 7:06, let's get to traffic. Here's Adam Chappelle.
Lisa, still watching issues on the rails on the Metro Electric line. We do have outbound trains finally running again after a tree fell onto the tracks at Ivanhoe. However, that's now causing some issues on the inbound side as Metro tries to get some trains further south to get back into the cities. We have delays in combination trains running. Trains running about 20 minutes behind schedule now on the inbound side. As for your travel times, Eden's 22 minutes either way between Lake Cook Road and the junction. Kennedy, 43 minutes. O'Hare to downtown, 17 minutes in both the locals and express from Montrose. 33 minutes downtown back out to O'Hare. The inbound Ike will cost you 50 minutes in from Thorndale, 35 back out. The Stevenson up to an hour now in from 355, 33 minutes back to the Veterans Toll. The Dan Ryan a half hour in from 95th Street, 14 back out to the split. Lakeshore Drive remains free and clear. Hollywood down to Marquette and back. I-57 and the Bishop Ford slow from 103rd on into the merge. We are delay free, though, across all of our CTA lines. I'm Adam Chappelle, WBZ.
Thanks, Adam. It's 7:07.
And this is 91.5 WBE.